865-9661. Now you are a VIP. Auction access to a few, savings for all. Now here are your hosts of Auction Access, Mark Freeman and Mark Chambers, right here on AM 1300 The Animal.
Welcome. I was going to say welcome back, but that just wouldn't be appropriate. This is Mark Freeman. I am the host of the Auction Access radio program, and not with me is Mark Chambers, who is one of my co-hosts. He's actually driving a car right now, but I do have a good second option, and that second option would be with us once again, Mr. Jim Burness. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks, Mark.
Fantastic. And Jim is with Clear Energy out of Denver. He is an electric vehicle expert, I would call that. And we're going to be talking last week, right?
Yep, last Monday.
Yeah, last Monday we were all EV. Today, all EV. We're still going to do the rip-off report, but we're going to talk electric vehicles. Mr. Chambers is actually... Is actually in a Nissan Leaf. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yeah, driving one for the first time today.
For the first time. So he's going to call us up sometime soon and kind of give us an update what it's like. Because you arranged that for us, did you not?
Yeah, the kind folks at Woodman Nissan said, come on down, let's take a little drive. And so hopefully we'll hear from him soon.
Now, I'm kind of curious. Did you tell him that this is a radio program that is actually owned by Phil Long? Did you tell him that at all?
Did not mention
okay,
that.
That's right. But so we're going to promote Woodman Nissan. That's okay. We have no problems with that. We are unbiased here at the Auction Access Radio program. Anyway, for those of you new to the program, we normally talk cars, trucks, SUVs, and the occasional minivan. We normally give you full access to the auctions. We normally tell you what your vehicle is worth in a trade-in mode or in the open environment. We normally tell you what vehicles are selling for at the auctions, how much dealerships pay for vehicles, how the auctions work, and how you can get the best used car dealers in America, all by accessing the dealer-only auction houses on a nationwide scale. I am a consumer advocate. I'm also, however, a dealer advocate, so you'll hear both sides of the argument, and this is usually in the rip-off report. I hate to say it. Someone asked me today, Steve, I don't remember who asked me. He said, how many times are you actually on the dealer side versus the consumer side in the ripoff report? And as Wheels will tell you, what, most of the time I am with tell the audience who.
You're mostly a dealer advocate.
Yeah, I am, aren't I?
There are occasions where you will defend the consumer.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Yeah. The ripoff reports that I have, none are going to be defending the dealer. None. These guys are ridiculous. Anyway, So, the last segment of our show is our rip-off report, where I read the most insane dealer reviews by consumers just like you. So if you have any questions specific now to the EV, electric vehicle, call us at 265-9661. Again, 265-9661. Or email me at mark@aavipclub.com. So we have now Mr. Chambers on the phone as he's driving his Nissan Leaf. So help me out with Jim. How you doing, Mark?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Sorry, I was a couple minutes late getting into the show, but I'm driving the Leaf as we speak. It works not good. I got right here.
And, Mark, are you coming through the Bluetooth system in the car?
No, I am not. I actually called Wheels. Wheels is our engineer in studio. I called Wheels before the show, and he said, you know, we got a little bit of it doesn't sound real good in terms of the quality of the talking back to you folks. Sounded great on our end, but I opted to go on the handset.
Are you by yourself, or are you with some Green Pea?
I am with Eric from Nissan, and he has given me the full rundown on all of the toys within the vehicle, as well as all the background and information. Quite a bit.
So what do you think about the car so far?
So far, I'm loving it. We actually have the ability to tell what is our distance. How far can we go when you put it on the in-car GPS system with the map? What's that? The navigation, in-vehicle navigation. It says we could make it easily into Denver and spotty, depending on traffic and other circumstances, north of Denver. Looks like Thornton or probably even well past that. So the whole idea behind the Leaf, it's all electric, and you're going to have the ability to drive it X amount of miles. Like right now, if I look down at my gauge here, what's the thing here, estimated time, 81 miles. I can go 81 miles before I have to recharge the baby.
And as we talked about last week, that really satisfies about 95% of the population on a daily basis.
Got it.
Got it. Okay,
well, you know, I'm going to get on the freeway. Sorry, I'm having to drive as well as listen and talk to you guys.
So what's the price tag on this bad boy? What can you...
What's the price tag on it? Approximately $38,000 with a little over $12,000 in tax credit.
Okay,
so that'd be 50 less the 12, making it 38, or 38 less the 12? 38 minus the 12, 26. That's pretty slick. So $26,000, and you can have an all.
No, not 26. Yeah, 26.
Yeah, actually a little bit better.
Yeah, holy cow.
All right, so I'm right now getting ready to turn right on Nevada. And I'm going to put my foot in it a little bit, if I have room here. I may not. We'll try it.
Now, Mark, you're about 6'4", right?
I'm 6'3".
6'3". How do you fit in?
And I've got plenty of headroom. I've got it reclined just a hair because that's the way I like to drive. That's how I roll. And I've probably got five inches of headroom, head clearance. So if I had the seat straight up, I still have 3 inches easy. So you can fit a tall drink of water in this car without any problems whatsoever.
So how's the acceleration? And tell us a little bit about the features of the vehicle.
Okay, so I just got on the on-ramp to the freeway, and I kind of punched a little bit. Eric didn't get too nervous. That was good. And I'm going 0 to 65, not quite 0 because I was going around a corner. This would probably beat my Camry, my V6 Camry. I'd be fairly confident that if I really punched it, my Camry, this would outdo it.
Yeah.
Comfort-wise, it really has a lot of room inside. I mean, it's a comfortable feel in the vehicle. One of the things that's kind of cool, it's got heated seats and heated steering wheel. One of the reasons being the number one draw short of driving your vehicle is the heating system. So if you're trying to heat interior cab air, you're going to be using a lot of energy to do that. So instead, if you can heat if I'm alone in the vehicle, heat the driver's seat and the steering wheel, that's going to keep me warm enough to where I don't have to heat up the inside of the cockpit of this thing and use a lot of energy doing that. So they've really thought through a lot of different features. Really nice.
One of my favorite features.
Another thing that's pretty cool, the regenerative braking. Eric was telling me a story about a guy that drove it to the top of Pikes Peak and pretty well got to the top and had used up most of the power in the vehicle. And then on the way back down, instead of just using brakes, it's going to actually reverse the motors and charge your batteries. And by the time he got down at the bottom of the hill, he was able to go, 30 miles back to where he had to go to. And without having to recharge, it recharged just by going down the hill. Pretty slick.
And tell us a little bit about the road noise, because one of the things that most people don't understand is just how quiet these things are.
It's very quiet, extremely quiet. This is really nice. In fact, I'm going to try and see if I can put you guys on the external thing here, and just tell me what it sounds like. I'm going to go to the phone. We're going to be over the interior, so can you hear us now?
Yeah, we can hear you. It's not that bad, but keep going.
Okay, so we just turned off the air conditioner as well. This is actually kind of cool because when you're sitting in the vehicle and you first turn it on, you don't hear anything because the motor doesn't have to run. When you kick on the air conditioner, it's got a separate motor that that runs the air conditioner. So the motor, the main motor of the vehicle, is not running until you put your foot on the gas and it goes. When you're actually driving in the road, extremely quiet. Right now, I mean, I feel like it's below idle in my car. Like when you're idling the stoplight, that's what it sounds like when you're driving. So it's a really quiet vehicle.
One of the things I think is fascinating about the Leaf in particular is because it is so quiet, if you take a look at one and take a look at the headlights, you'll find that they're raised off the hood a good 3 inches or so. And it's not just a styling exercise. It's actually meant to direct the wind over the mirrors because the car is so quiet. What you really hear are two things. You hear the tires and you hear the wind. Whereas in a regular car, you hear the engine kind of muffling both of those.
Yeah, this thing is actually it's pretty nice handling as well. I just came around the corner. I'm actually driving by the studios right now, waving at you. Coming around the corner there at the stoplight, it really grips. Feels nice.
Nice.
You know, I've got Eric in the car with me. He's going to give you a little insight as well. Well, I just want to mention part of the reason it handles so well, a lot of the weight of the car is in the battery. So the battery pack is actually located between the driver and rear, or the front passenger and the rear passenger seat. So the center of gravity of this car is very low. So for cornering, you get excellent, excellent handling. I can account for that. This is nice.
So is that the center of gravity, the lower center of gravity? Is that what you're talking about, Jim?
Yeah, I mean, it's a common feature of almost all these electric vehicles is that...
The battery is in the middle of the car, right?
It's under the platform, sometimes under the seat, sometimes where a center tunnel might be otherwise. But because it is low in the car, usually these handle a lot better than their gas-powered counterparts.
Nice. Hey, Mark, are you coming back in the studio?
Yes, I am. I'm going to be driving back and dropping this little puppy off, and I'll drive on over in just a little bit.
Okay, good. Then we'll get some more feedback from you. We're going to be on a break in about 20 seconds. Anything you want to share with the audience before we go?
Yeah, I just want to let them know they're listening to AM 1300, The Animal. This segment of the show is sponsored by Q-Spike. You got to really check them out at QSpike.com. Hit it, Wheels.
Social media. It's in the headlines every day. You can't turn on the TV, flip through a magazine, or visit a website without someone asking you to like them on Facebook, follow them on Twitter, or connect on LinkedIn. Are you still asking if or whether to be involved?